12:10 on the Wintrust Business Lunch. There again is our friend Craig Bolanos. Welcome back, Craig.
John, good to be with you on a Friday.
Yes, I should say so. Co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group, invest with WMG.com is the website. Let's just start with a quick look at the markets today. The Dow's jumped a bit. What's going on here? Do you read much into this?
All that I read into it is when the Treasury yields settled down, so do investors, and people are being reminded again that the three pillars, John, you and I have talked about them, the soft landing, lower inflation, and the Fed almost being done with rate hikes, I think has people breathing a sigh of relief that the soft landing is still probable. The hard landing is only possible.
What are your thoughts about interest rate hikes? Another quarter ever? When? What do you think about that?
You know, truthfully, our opinion at the Wealth Management Group is I don't think we're going to see it. You know, when I look out at the bar chart of interest rate expectations for upcoming hikes, you know, the chance of a hike is only in the teens. And I think that's very, very fair. I think the Fed is going to do whatever they need to do to continue to talk tough, to allow the interest rates to stay embedded and do the work. I think the Federal Reserve doesn't want to make the policy mistake. So for all intents and purposes, we are in the what I call higher rates for longer camp, but I'm not necessarily signed up for the fact that the Fed's going to continue to raise rates.
You're not worried that the economy is continuing to do well? You'd see more of a slowdown maybe if the Fed's policies were working. We don't see that. That doesn't trouble you?
Well, you know, certainly this. I know one, the laws of basic physics haven't been repealed, and the longer the inflation stays elevated, again, it's coming down, but it's elevated, you know, the greater the chance it negatively impacts consumer spending. And second, I know, as do you, that higher rates have a tendency to cause economic slowdowns, but these two economic truths, sometimes they can be delayed, not just for months, John. They can be delayed for years longer than experts think. So long term, yes, I have to worry. Near to intermediate term, I have to be positive that investors are bracing and positioning for a soft landing.
Well, if by that you mean at some point folks are going to stop spending money, I would expect that. But consumers are spending money still at a good clip, right?
Consumers are spending money at a great clip still. All you got to do is look at the earnings from Visa, American Express, and MasterCard, because in America, we use an awful lot of plastic and not a lot of cash. We are still spending money like crazy. And I'll throw out another figure. I think that we will set records in 2023 for holiday spending. We could see as much as $966 billion. That's billion with a B. That's a lot of money, isn't it, John?
It is, but when those credit card companies do well, is that because people are carrying balances at 20%?
We all know the average daily balance is running a lot higher, and you're right. At some point in time, those APRs, which are no longer 0 to 5, those APRs that are 20 to 25, are probably going to create a large financial hangover, the likes through which we haven't seen in years, once people get those statements in the mail come January of 2024.
So are you saying that you're optimistic on the short term more than you are on the long term?
I'm always going to be optimistic on the long term. Check in with me in 2030, and the Dow is going to be significantly higher than it is. But to your point, John, over the next several months, I think we have a recipe that going into 2024, investors with globally diversified portfolios of stocks and bonds can, in fact, see gains. But beyond that, at some point in time, the consumer's got to slow down the torrid pace of spending. And at some point in time, the home builders are likely to stop buying down everyone's mortgages to continue to sell houses. And then we all know what that means. The recessionary pressures will eventually come.
So you're a buyer right now. What do you like? Small caps? You said international portfolios or equities? What are you talking about there?
You know, I said globally diversified because I am convinced that all of us as investors are constantly stuck with recency bias. And what I mean by recency bias is we assume that what worked lately is going to continue to work in the future. And that means everyone's probably getting overloaded into the magnificent seven, those stocks that have been transformative in terms of high growth and AI. And you're right, John. I do think people would do well to take a look at the fact that small caps set out the rally, mid caps have largely sat out this rally, and maybe going into the end of the year, doing some rebalancing into multiple market caps is going to make some sense for people going into the ensuing year.
I think a lot of us would feel better if the markets were a little more broadly based, at least on the upside. It's 12:15 on WGN, and Craig Bolanos is on the line with us. We'll pick it up here in a minute. 12:20 on WGN Radio. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. Craig Bolanos is the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group. You've been answering all of my questions, Craig. Have I not hit on something around the markets you'd like to talk about? What else is on your mind?
Well, you know what, John? I never want to come on your show and pretend it's all sunshine and roses. And something that didn't get much press this morning that I just have to acknowledge is, you know, the University of Michigan consumer sentiment data got released earlier today. And if we can get financially nerdy for a moment, here's what worried me about that, despite the market having this big pop today, is that clearly consumers have an expectation that inflation is actually going to be higher a year from now than it is today. And that is so scary because it runs in the face of what the economic data is actually showing us. And if that would occur, we could end up with what I call a price spiral, because if everyone starts believing that the refrigerator is going to cost significantly more a year from now, people run out and they buy refrigerators. And if people think this is going to cost more, they find excuses to pre or accelerate that spending. That is exactly what the Fed does not want to have happened. We need to make sure that people's expectations, consumers' expectations, don't become unanchored from the data.
Do you blame the media a little bit for that?
You know what? I think it's this. I think, you know, we all have a part in it. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we just got done watching yet another debate on TV, and I'm thinking it's actually the interest rates. Because when I think of what's really getting people, John, it's what you said earlier. It's the interest rates. It's the annual percentage rate on the credit card. It's the APR on the auto loan. It's what's going to be the higher annual percentage rate on student loans next fall. That's going to be really tough. And the people that really caused this survey this morning to be the worst it's been in 6 months, it's young people and those that are lower on the income scale. When we break down the data, I think it shows who's really being injured by these higher interest rates.
Yeah, well, I won't argue that, but I also feel that, listen, I'm not surprised to hear you say that this Michigan study said that consumers are worried and they expect that that inflation will be higher next year. And I think it's because that's all we've been talking about. That's all we've been telling them. Why in a healthy economy does the president's rating on the economy look so bad? I think it's in no small part due to the reporting on this.
You know, you can't get away from it. It's everywhere. And you're right, John. You know, sometimes for me, I sit in front of a computer screen and I'm watching corn prices come down. I'm watching wheat prices come down. I'm watching oil come down from what used to be in the 90s into the 70s. So I know where those trends are. But you're right. If I grab my newspaper, if I listen to the evening news, if I listen to editorials on cable news, all I'm going to be told is that it's terrible out there. Yet the data doesn't necessarily back
well,
that.
Well, thank you for saying that. And so when they say, well, consumers expect this, I only know the questions. I don't know the answers. But I think, well, what do those people know? Who asked them? They're not the experts. Hell, the Fed got it wrong about transitory inflation. So I'm not sure that, boy, that is the tail wagging the dog, if you ask me.
You know, it really could be, and maybe there's a responsibility for accurate reporting and meaningful, intentional statements that don't serve a political cause at the end of the day, right? I mean, that's what we're addressing.
And I think that the journalists in the world and the talk show hosts and the politicians, need to be able to suffer the criticism that you're not digging hard enough. Only news is bad news. Well, actually, the news can be that the economy is fairly robust and we're maybe poised for a soft landing, and it's not all hell in a handbasket. That doesn't sell as many newspapers or get as many clicks, but that can be the truth. And I think people aren't hearing that or are hard-pressed to believe it, considering the way these things get spun. Okay, that's the end of my editorial. Let me ask you about a couple of other things. You ready?
Good to go. Let's get out of the echo chamber of thoughts.
Yeah, it's no fun agreeing with each other. A fresh clutch of corporate reports lies ahead. What are you looking to? What's going to get reported soon?
Well, you know, I think, you know, for all intents and purposes, let's look at what just happened. I mean, you know, earnings season is basically over, and the consensus has been reaffirmed that for 2024, I'm excited about this, the earnings per share are likely to be around $240. In addition, I remind everybody about the good news. I mean, I mentioned American Express, I mentioned Visa, I mentioned MasterCard. People are spending like crazy, but since we're being fair and balanced, right, John, I do have to acknowledge that Harley Davidson, Louis Vuitton, the parent company of Invisalign for teeth straightening, they showed some softness. So maybe that's an indication of a future consumer who is, in fact, going to start being much more frugal with their money. You know, it's not really here yet, but those earnings are giving us some sparks of just that. I think the big data that's coming up is we're all going to take our cue from the inflation data that gets released soon. And at the end of the day, what don't I want to see? I don't want to see a treasury yield on the 10-year going above 5. It's not good for a mortgage. It's not good for a home equity line of credit. I like being where we are right now.
One last thing. More Americans are taking money out of their 401ks. Is that right?
You know what? It's just happening. It is just happening. That's right. People are tapping the 401ks just like in the past. People tap their home equity like an ATM. And I understand why we have to do it in circumstance. I understand why we created provisions to allow people to get into their 401k with more access. But for what it's worth, we can borrow for college. We can borrow for a car. I've yet to find anyone loaning us money for retirement. So I'm just hoping that everyone listening will continue to take positive steps going into the end of this year and next year to start putting some dollars away so we can achieve financial security. Because I think it's just us against us. And sometimes we got to get ourselves out of the way.
That's Craig Bolanos. He's the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group. I always say you can hit their website, investwithwmg.com. I'll also say this, you can call to see how your spending, savings, and investing impacts your chances of having the money to spend on the life you want. We can, or you can, have you actually provide a stress test for people's retirement investments, and all they have to do is call 833-WMG-PLAN, 833-WMG-PLAN. Craig, it's nice to talk to you today. Thanks for your help.
As always, John.
1227 WGN Radio News is next.